Good morning, good evening, or good night, wherever you are in the world. I'm Oliver, and welcome back to the Understandable English Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about vocabulary. Vocabulary, what is it? So, vocabulary is the words that we know. So, all of the English words that we know and use. And today we are going to be looking at how to build, so to grow your vocabulary and to practice. What are the best techniques that you can use? I will be showing you the techniques that I use with language learning and that lots of students use too. Building or growing a strong vocabulary is essential for mastering or improving your English. And today I am going to share some very effective techniques which should make it easier for you. But first, we need to understand with vocabulary, what is the difference between active vocabulary and passive vocabulary? Earlier, I said that vocabulary is all of the words that we know. And although we know lots of words, we don't always use them. We can understand often more words than we use. So for example, when you're reading or listening to this podcast, you will understand a lot of words that I say, even words that you don't use in your own speech. This is called passive vocabulary. So these are all the words that you understand and know in your brain. Now, the words that you actually use. So when you're writing or speaking, having conversations, this is your active vocabulary. Not only do you understand these words, but you also actively use them. So you use them each and every day. Maybe not every day, but at least you use them. When we are learning a language, usually when we learn words, they first become part of our passive vocabulary. We understand them to read or to hear, but not yet to use. So we understand them, but we don't use them. And the more we hear these words or come across them, the more likely they are to move into our active vocabulary, to start using them, you know, each and every day as part of our regular speech. And that is our goal, to both grow our passive vocabulary and eventually to continue growing our active vocabulary. That is all of the technical things out of the way for this podcast. For example, if I look at myself, I study Russian language. To be honest, I've been pretty bad at studying recently and learning, but in the past, I had a really big passive vocabulary, and I still do. So I understand a lot more words than I actually speak or use. And this is not a bad thing. When we speak, it's okay to use simple sentences and phrases. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it is more important to understand than to create or to speak, because we can't control how complicated people speak, so how complicated their sentences are or their vocabulary. And if we can understand more than we can create or speak, we can reply with the words or phrases that we know. And there's no stress or pressure. But if our passive vocabulary, so the words that we understand, isn't big enough, we might not understand certain words or phrases. And this makes conversation quite difficult. So let's look at some options to help and grow your passive and active vocabulary. The first is one that I talk about a lot on this podcast, and I'm not going to talk about it today apart from just mentioning it, so saying it, and that is reading for vocabulary growth. It's one of the most effective ways to expand your vocabulary. It's the way that children learn new words in school. They read books, books that are suitable or correct for their level. And as you read, you come across new words, you can look them up online, and you see them in context, which is so important to understand how and when a word is used. But I'm not going to talk any more about reading today, as I have a separate podcast episode about reading. So if you haven't listened to that, scroll down, so look down my podcast and find that episode and watch it. It wasn't too long ago. So the second method is flashcards and word association. So association is when you associate a word with something. So you connect a word with something. Flashcards are a handy tool for vocabulary practice. If you're doing them physically, so not on a digital device, you can write down new words on one side of the card and the meanings or definitions on the other side. Review your flashcards regularly. Oh, I say that word is difficult even for me to say. Regularly. Regularly means like every day or with a routine. And test yourselves on the words and their meanings. So when I use flashcards, or when I recommend students to use flashcards, I think digital flashcards are the best. And you want to use flashcards that use spaced repetition. What this is it is an app which will calculate when to show you a flashcard. So it will show you it, and if you know it very well, it won't show it for a while, so for maybe a week. If you don't know it, it will show it to you again more quickly, so maybe tomorrow. And doing this helps to put the words into your long-term memory. Some apps that I recommend are AnkiDroid, so AnkiDroid, if you use an Android phone, or on iPhone, you can also get Anki, A-N-K-I, but this costs money. But for a free option, you can use Tiny Cards, so that's Tiny Cards, or just simply find a flashcard app that you like. But I recommend that any time you see a word or a phrase that you don't understand, look up the meaning and put it into your flashcard app and continue to learn these words and phrases, which really, really helps. And you can do this through kind of what my third point or method is. And that is learning through content consumption. So that means consuming or listening or reading or watching English content. So that can be this podcast, it can be videos, TV shows, books, anything. You want to consume or to watch, listen, read as much English as possible. And when you don't understand a word, look up the meaning online and add it to your flip cards. Add it to your list of words that you want to test yourself on and learn. It will really help. Really, really help. Another great way to expand your vocabulary, especially if you're a very busy person and you don't have a lot of time, is to do the Word of the Day challenge. Challenge yourself to learn at least one new word every day. So that is only 365 words per year. I think it's very doable, and often you will learn much more than one word per day. But this gives you a focus and an easy goal, just one word per day to build a healthy vocabulary routine. There are many apps which do word a day, or you can simply make it a goal for yourself to pick and learn one word per day. Over time, you will continue to grow your vocabulary. So by using these techniques, so flip cards and word association, learning words from context, and consuming as much English as possible, your vocabulary will naturally grow. And the secret is, there is no special secret to learn lots of words. The real secret is to consume, so to use as much English content as possible. So watching TV, reading books, listening to podcasts. And I know that is boring advice, but it is the truth, and it's the best thing for expanding your vocabulary. So keep on learning, and write in the comments below, if you're on YouTube, one new word that you have maybe heard from this podcast, or a new word that you have learned recently in English, and tell me what word that is. I would love to hear. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.